This is November 3rd, and this is Ron's update number 71. Well, good morning, everyone. I'm in my car once again. Seems like I do most of these updates while I'm driving to the chiropractor. I haven't done one for close to a month. And my original intention was to do these things fairly often. But as I stated when I first started this podcast, these are intermittent updates at no particular schedule, so I guess it really doesn't matter. I wanted to tell you what's been happening. As you know, on October 31st, I believe that was the start of my new training program for the 26.2 with Donna down in Jacksonville. And my first scheduled run was on Tuesday of that week. And as it turns out, life happens, right? My car's ignition module, the computer, fried itself that morning, so I spent the day getting my car worked on, and I didn't get to run, so I've been set back. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal. I just moved my days over one, but it just was like, here I go, you know? I'm starting my new program, my first run of my new program, and something happens. So I got the car straightened out. This thing with the car had been going on probably since April. And I took it to the GM dealer that handles Saturns. And, of course, they said there was nothing wrong with it. And that was after they replaced the fuel filter, which is a big thing on the Saturn Ion. So I just drove it, and it drove lousy for a long time. But then that morning, I got in it, and that was it. It wouldn't run. It had idled at 1,000 RPMs, and it would drive about 3 miles an hour. And that was about it. So I got it towed in, found out that the ignition module was fried. It cost me about $710 to get replaced. And now I'm back on the road again. So, get all that out of the way. So this first week, of course, I had two 45-minute runs, which I really just, instead of 45 minutes, I think I run 4 miles instead. Whichever one is faster, I guess, is how I'm looking at it. And then I have a 7.5-mile run scheduled for Sunday, and I'm going to be running with my daughter. She's on the same training plan because she's going to be running the race with me in Jacksonville. We have two books. We got the Galloway book, Half Marathon, You Can Do It, which is his half marathon book. It has training plan in it. Then I also have Galloway's training plans, which has a training plan for 10 miles, the half marathon, and the marathon. And it has, you know, to finish and going for a time goal. So what I've kind of done is, what's strange is the half marathon plans in each book are a little different. In the half marathon, You Can Do It, the first long run's 8 miles. In the training plans book, it's 7.5. So what I've done is I've taken the long runs out of the training plans book and I'm using them, and then the weekly runs I'm taking out of his Half Marathon You Can Do It book because they're a little bit longer. They're 45 minutes. I'm just taking parts from each book and combining them. It's the same basic training plan. Just a little bit different distances and a little bit difference in running time when your regular runs. But as far as magic miles, interval workouts, and all that kind of stuff, it's all pretty much the same. The training plans book may have a different amount of intervals that you run starting in your first week, then on the first week of the other one. I haven't really looked at the intervals yet. That's next week. So I'm going to stick with this thing all the way through until February 12th and see what happens. And in the middle of all that, I've got this plantar fasciitis problem that I've been dealing with and gritting my teeth and running. I did go on Amazon and ordered a Strasburg sock. That's going to come today. From the literature I've read on those, it says if you use those faithfully, like you're supposed to, sleep in them every night, that it aids your recovery time, like you recover 60% quicker than you do just dealing with it, you know. So we'll see. I have a night splint, one of the hard fiberglass or plastic night splints, but that thing is so uncomfortable to wear when I sleep. I just can't wear it. It hurts my leg. So I decided I'd try one of these Strasburg socks. So we'll see how that goes. Plus, I've been doing some calf stretching, which I had not been doing for a while, and I've gone back to. So anyway, that's my update for today, and I hope that I'll be a little bit more consistent with this in my inconsistency and get them out a little more often. Not that anybody really cares, but you know, it's kind of like almost like a training diary for me, just to rattle on to myself on my microphone here and then just put it out on the web and let y'all listen to my craziness. So I'll talk to you again next time.